train. People of the world, join hands. Give on a bartender, get us trained.
The next stop that we make will be England. So long the bus in Russia, China too. Well,
don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on riding, riding on.
Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook, too. Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And you got to check out the brown peacock. Absolutely amazing. And the crow-type baby that can't figure out that he has to pick up the worm to eat it. It's not going to jump in his mouth like when his mama fed him. It's really hysterical to watch, especially now that we know that Natasha says eventually he learned to pick him up.
Yeah. he's just not the brightest tool, as the old saying is.
All righty. So it is the third Sunday of the month, and traditionally when we're on schedule, and we are, means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other. We've already done that today. And personal awareness, coaching, feng shui, energy, seeing, and all that good stuff with Natasha Venter. She is also here, and Nathan and here, and Stacy's on the phones. And speaking of that,
we have callers on the phones.
Deviate again and take calls, and hopefully we'll have time to get to what other things on my list we need to, but
we got Veronica calling us from Idaho. Looks like a new caller to the show, so let's welcome Veronica to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You're live with Martha Norwalk and Natasha Venter.
Hey, Veronica.
Hi.
Hi. How did
Hey, Veronica. How you hey, sweetie. How you doing?
Hi. We're good. How can
good,
we serve
good,
you?
Good. I had a question about my dog.
Uh-huh.
He's been a real blessing. He's almost three, I think.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a Shih Tzu.
Okay. And you said about 3 years old?
Yeah, about three.
And what's his name?
His name is Chico.
Chico. And he's a neutered male?
Yes.
And have you had him all his life, or is he a recent?
No, I've had him all his life.
Okay. So what's going on with Chico that you need help with?
Well, he used to be really good when he would go and get groomed, and now he's starting to bite. And I want to know what is causing him to do that. We're going to take him to the vet to get him some calm me down pills, I guess. But I really don't want to do that to his body. I just want to know, is there something different that I could do so that he will be
since, you know, it's me and Natasha here, I think we'll kind of go at this from both sides of the fence.
Okay.
So, Shih Tzus are a breed that, you know, grow long hair, and they need some kind of grooming. Either the owners have to groom them, or they take, you know, you take them to be professionally groomed. Now, in my experience, you know, you can have dogs that might be horrible at home, and their human owners can't handle them, but you take them to the groomer, and they're fine, and they do fine at the groomer. And usually, if you have a Shih Tzu when it's young, and you start taking into the groomer when they're young, if the groomer is decent, they know how to work with dogs and condition them. And usually, the dog does great and is fine with the groomer, even though it might not be okay with the human at home. But so this is an unusual situation. And you clarify, Veronica, if this isn't true. But now, have you been taking Chico to this groomer throughout his life for grooming?
Well, yes and no. She sold us him when he was a puppy.
Oh, the dog came from the breeder.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
I mean, from the groomer.
Yeah.
The groomer was the breeder. That's making this even more strange.
I'm not sure about that. Yeah. But anyways, one of the first times he went and got groomed, she hurt him. She hurt him really bad, cutting his nails. Cut him really bad, and she super glued it and said that he cut it on the cage that she put him in, but I know that didn't happen like that. But anyway, so it's been things happening.
Okay, now I'm going to time out right here, because I'm going to kind of do a Natasha thing, because I'm just going to tell you, as we started this conversation and you were telling us before I chimed in what was going on, my sense was this is the groomer, that's where the issue is. Now, I'm not sure of that now, but it's certainly sounding like that. So because you would think if she sold you the puppy and she was the breeder, well, it sounds like we don't really know about that. I mean, puppies usually bond really strongly with the breeders that breed them and all of that. And you would think that he would be real happy to go back and would be great. So it's unusual that he's not. But then if he had a bad experience there as a puppy and she cut his nails too short and that sort of, and I agree with you, that would be difficult to do in a cage situation. And you're probably right that she cut it. And so how great a groomer is she? I mean, mistakes happen, but that's kind of that's a biggie. His nervous system could have been stuck at that point. So we could have a flight fight mechanism going on. That's where Dr. Nils would be helpful in a reset. But so that happened when he was really young. But then was she able to groom him and he was okay for a while?
Yeah. But I would bring him home and, he would keep having wounds on him. So I said, okay, I'm not taking him there anymore. She had a lot of people helping her out at the time.
Okay.
And so I'm not saying she's the one that did it, but.
Right.
So then
there was something going on there.
We started taking him elsewhere, and the gal that was doing him was very patient. She was a retired school teacher, and she retired from cutting, from grooming. And the new groomers tried to take him on, and they don't want nothing to do with him.
Oh, so they had trouble with him.
Yeah, yeah. He bit that gal twice, I guess. So she said, nope.
Okay.
So now we're taking him back to the groomer that he first had, and I'm kind of worried about it. She's saying that he's a totally different dog. And I'm thinking, well, you're the one that caused all of this. I don't want to be mean to my dog and send him to
the
groomer.
So let's I'm gonna step back now for a moment because I want Natasha to look, you know, she's been looking at the energy as you're talking and all of this. So let's see, Natasha, are you getting any feel for like the original breeder that she bought the puppy from and that nail thing and the wounds that Veronica's thing? You know, is there something, what's going on with that original breeder or the groomer? I mean, is she abusing the dog when she's grooming him and stuff? Or does she just manhandle him through it? Or, well, I don't know. What do you think? Or what can you see or what's your sense about all of this?
Okay, so Veronica, what I'm seeing is that there's been a buildup of energy in your dog.
Okay.
So with that, have you metaphorically like smudged him or
done any clearing? You mean
and done some clearing work on him?
I have not.
Okay,
I didn't think. Okay. I didn't think
of Natasha,
that
I'm thinking also when you're thinking he's needing, I was thinking that I would tell her about Dr. Nils.
Yeah, and
because
I
think he needs
to do that.
Were you going to say that? Because he would need a reset and all of that.
And
but you're
saying
some kind of energy clearing with smudging. Mm-hmm. Veronica, do you know what Natasha's talking about? Do you know how to smudge
yes,
and
I
clear?
Do.
Okay.
Yes.
So
yeah.
You're telling her she should be doing that for Chico, huh?
Yes,
yeah.
I really feel like that there's been other things that are going on that I feel like and that there's this dance, you know, and that kind of thing. So there's been a buildup of energy I feel like is in your dog. And then when you take him to the groomer, there's that heightened tenseness that comes in.
Uh-huh.
That he is feeling. And so then it's adding to that energy that's already with him and that kind of stuff. So on the second, I love Nels and Linda.
Because we can talk about, well,
I call them up
when
I need a reset. You know, so they're really good at resetting. And I think that he can use a reset.
All right. Now, well, I'll tell her about that.
And Linda can work with you too.
Yeah. We'll give her that information here in a moment. But let's say you've already told us because the energy is so flaky and changing that if you look at future stuff, it may or may not be accurate. So that being said, disclaimer on the table, look at this. And if Veronica does the smudging work and clears Chico and she gets him reset by Dr. Nils and we have Linda do a reset on her, is it safe for her to take Chico back to this original groomer?
You don't have another choice, do you?
I don't, no.
Yeah. I'm getting that you really didn't have another choice.
Okay. But is it okay for her to do that, or does she need to start beating the bushes for an alternative?
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, I know at my groomer, if I wanted to, I could stay there and watch Robbie get
that's
done.
What I was getting too.
Oh, you're getting that? Okay, so we're both.
I was wondering,
is there
if
a
you
way
there.
Would you be able to hang out at the groomers and watch what's going on?
It would be my husband. I don't know if he could do that, but I will talk to him about it.
I mean, that's kind of, you know, if I had a question, you know, I'd hang around, you know, and if they don't want to let you do that, then we know that there's trouble. Does that kind of make sense?
All right.
Yeah. Can you do it after work?
I probably could. So many people have been moving here that it's when you try to make an appointment with a groomer, you're like almost 3 months out. So right now we've got him. We're trying to get him back into her regular clientele. So we got an appointment made for him in 3 weeks, and we have to keep going back to her till she gets all of his hair cut back down to where it should be. And I suppose I could
Well, but that gives you 3 weeks, though, to do some energy clearing and to get Dr. Nels and Linda on board, and maybe he'll be in much better shape.
The reset. And then and also, too, I'm getting, can you put like an, I know that during the groomer they have, they do baths and stuff, but is there a way that you can like maybe rub some really diluted, healthy for animals, like peppermint oil or that, you know, really calming
lavender
oil.
Maybe?
Yeah, lavender type of oil on him so that he kind of has a more relaxed sense going into the place so that the whole place and then as you're going in or and you can do this when somebody else takes them in also. That you mm-hmm. can ask that energy to be calm walking in, so you can just like if you're at work and you're picturing your husband, you said your husband had to go in, that you know you mm-hmm. can go in and do some energy, you know, take the energy and kind of clear the place before you go in.
Okay, I don't have a problem with smudging them, but I don't exactly understand about the clearing thing.
Okay, so the clearing would be so are you talking about the clearing of the place or the clearing of the dog?
Of the dog.
Okay, so when you do a smudging, and you can have very light, like for me, I smudged before I came on here, so I just barely lit the smudge, so it's uh-huh. not a real heavy smoke, and you can actually you know run the smudge over him, and then as you're doing that, I would actually start at the head. And almost like pet him going down to his mm-hmm. tail and just asking for that clearing. I'm asking for clearing. I'm done with what's going on. You know, this is a new okay. process. I want this new energy to come in, a peace and tranquility.
Okay. And I also wondered if it could be, I'm getting ready to go through a big shift. Is he sensing that? And then
yes.
sensing my folks' health problems because I'm sad.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Okay.
He's very okay. attached to you, my dear. And I know that I have an understanding that, you know, he is part of your familiar sense. And so he has picked up a lot because there's disharmony in the husband and relationship of yours. So he's mm-hmm. picked up on mm-hmm. that. He's picked up on a lot of things. And then he's going back to a place that he's uncomfortable. So it's uh-huh. that. And he's uncomfortable going to a groomer, I would say, you know, that whole process of he's attached that knowledge of going to a groomer to is a negative. And that's where it's almost retraining that process. But sadly, you can't have a new groomer that you can ask to help them retrain that process. So I would go in and I would have a different mental state about it. So like if you tell okay. him, hey, we're going to the groomer, this is exciting, you know, this is going to be a good thing, okay. you know.
Now, thought directs energy, so real positive thinking.
Yes.
We got to really wrap this up quickly because we have more callers and we're in the last hour of the show, Veronica, so we don't have a lot more
okay.
time. But have you got something
to
write?
I'm done.
Have you got, no, you're not, because I have more information for you. Have you got something to write with?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So now, have you listened to the show before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. So have you heard Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen? Do
yep.
you know about them?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
no, do you understand how Dr. Nels talks about traumatic situations? The nervous system can get stuck in the flight-fight mechanism.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That very
uh-huh.
is probably going yep. on with Chico. You know, could have started mm-hmm. that nail trim and all that sort of stuff. So he needs his okay. nervous system reset. You can go through okay. Dr. Nell's website, healingministryforanimals.com, fill out the contact link and ask to talk to him on the phone. He'll do that for
okay.
free, talk to you about that. Sounds like Chico's sensitive enough. You should consider the do-it-yourself-at-home program. It's only $50, but that you could learn how to reset him then yourself and do that.
Yeah.
Then his sister
yeah.
Linda... Because we know you got emotional energy hooked up with
yes.
this, and you just told us you're going through all this stuff and this sort of thing. So Linda can take care of that, and she'll give you a free session. So write this down. It's Linda Rasmussen. She's verticalenergyworldwide.com, but you can call her or text her for a free session. at 206-841-1992. Okay. And then they're in the studio here the second Sunday of every month. So you can call in the second Sunday of every month and get resets for both you and Chico. Okay.
Oh, all right.
So you can work with them off air, and then you can call in once a month for freebies on the air second Sunday. Now, the last thing I tell you is check out, I don't know if you have ever heard of Jackson Galaxy, the cat behaviorist, who's goofy but so good. He has a website, jacksongalaxy.com, and he sells flower essences. He calls them holistic solutions, and they're the line of flower essences I get the best reports on. They're not expensive, you know, but go and look and see if any of those flower essences resonate with you, because there's stress stopper and travel anxiety, things like that. And so the combination with Linda and Dr. Nels and then Jackson, there was some of these, you know, flower essences and whatever, and the clearing Natasha's talked about and all of that. We've given you some really good stuff to start with. And all you can always check back with us off the air or check in with us again next month, okay?
All right, I'll do it.
All right, sounds good.
And I'll send some energy your way to help with that support.
Ah, thank you, Natasha.
Okay, thanks, Natasha.
All right, Veronica, thanks for calling Animal World.
My love is with you.
Bye-bye. All righty, we're going to take care of advertisers here, and then we've got...
Tina in Lake Stevens is waiting on the line.
All right, we'll go to Tina next, so stay right where you are. Tina, you're up right after we take care of our advertisers, which we're going to do now. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hello, this is Sue Rose Minahan inviting you to tune in to Talk Cosmos with special guest Israel Ahosi, president of the Astrological Lodge of London, about the mythology of Venus, because the goddess of beauty guides Jupiter in resourceful Taurus until next May, expanding our consciousness of values and desires. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, May 21st at 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We heard from our wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, you know, the Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, the Yoga Hall, the community in Linwood, and the Ananda Farms on Kameno Island. All kinds of great stuff going on at the farm and the temple and the Yoga Hall. You can check it all out at anandawashington.org. If you're interested in classes and events coming up at the temple and the Yoga Hall, or you can go to anandafarms.com. Ananda Farms, it's plural, anandafarms.com if you want to know what's going up on the farm and how to get all their great produce and all that kind of stuff. And let's see, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen. We were just talking about him. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com and put out just a great YouTube video, a compilation of all these old animals being recovering and doing great when everybody else was giving up. So go to his YouTube channel, Nels Rasmussen on YouTube, and check it out. It was like 21 minutes or something, so it's a long one in a lot of cases and really fascinating to watch. And, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our animal family, Animal World family of advertisers. Shoot me an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, so we are we're back to my own old Como days because we got a couple of callers and lots to talk about. So we're basically doing slam dunk radio now. So we got to keep to the subject and take care of business. And next up, we are headed out to Lake Stevens and Tina. Good morning, Tina. Welcome
good
back.
Good morning, Martha. Good morning, Natasha. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Taking my call.
Yeah, so what do you need today, Tina?
Well, I just would like Natasha to check in with my cat, Miss Kitty.
Miss Kitty, yeah.
Yeah, she's old, and I'd just like to, check in with her.
Kind of a tabby, old tabby type, dark tabby.
Dark tabby, yeah.
And how old is Miss Kitty now?
Oh, she's 17-ish.
Yeah, so she's old up there, and she's having occasional seizures, is she not?
Yes.
Okay. And you just want to get a feel for, I mean, no, you know, you're not, she's 17, you're not going to do any dramatic and, you know, invasive stuff. You basically
correct.
Just want to keep her happy and comfortable for as long as you can. So you just want a general overall, anything that Natasha can tell you, right?
Exactly.
Okay, Natasha, take it away.
So I'm going to start off with saying that she loves you so much. Mm-hmm. She's so grateful for you giving her the home that she has. She has been saying to you energetically that she has had a blessed life
aww.
With you. And so she's very grateful about that. I do see her body is in a way shutting down, and this is part of the system. I also, have you had Nels do a reset on her?
He did last week.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you noticed a new, I'm getting that it's going to help grace, it's going to help add more grace to her, I don't want to call it decline because it's not like she's going to go, she's not going to go down the slippery slope real fast. I'm not getting that in a way.
Yeah.
She's going to take a little bit, you know, some animals pass right away. Some people take a little bit longer, and she's going to be one of those that takes a little bit longer, but doing a reset once in a while will help her. It will add more grace to her decline as the elderness comes on.
All right,
more.
Natasha. Yeah.
I'm feeling as far as, you know, that she is transitioning. And I would like to, I would like to know if I should have something on hand to help her. If it, you know, when it comes to, you know,
comes to that.
Yeah. Because when my other cat, Tom Tom, passed, it took him all day. And it was very painful for me.
Yes, I can understand that.
Yeah, but, you know, when we do, and I can totally understand that, Tina, when we do, you know, are able to have the gift of euthanizing our animal friends, I truly believe it's a gift from God that we help them leave those crippled bodies. Mm-hmm. So that they feel good again. But normally that's done intravenously with an injection.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
And that would be extremely difficult for someone, even a trained person, to do by themselves. So I don't know. Are you sensing, is there anything, Natasha, that Tina might be able to have that would be helpful? I'm not aware of anything.
I'm not getting either. And she would be okay with whatever you choose. She's comfortable in the home.
Now, and a lot of times, Natasha, let me tell you this, a lot of times what I hear from the animals is that when they go into that, you know, that state where you know they're going and it's taken forever and it's awful, they're telling me that they're usually not in their bodies by then. And it may feel horrible for us, but they're on the way out and they're really not feeling that kind of stuff. I had to be told that after my pingy and PJ. But anyway, is that true, Natasha?
Part of that process of the passing, those last hours, is very primal. It's a very primal that the body goes through. So there is really no pain in the sense of with the spirit, with the energies of it. It is a very primal process of the body shutting down of you know, of breath and that kind of stuff. And I see this with the humans. I see this with the animals. And it's please know that it's nothing that the animal is not willing to go through. And so I know it's hard to watch. Yeah. I can respect that and honor that.
But
so,
it's worse for us, right?
Yes,
worse for
it is. It's so much worse than for us.
That's the important thing to know.
Yeah. I would say though, that she is okay if you make the decision that if you notice that it's her last time, if it's your scent, you can take her and get her taken care of in a loving way.
I would probably have someone come here.
And that's what she would prefer too. She would actually love to stay in the house. She doesn't want to get put in the carrier at those last moments.
But what I'm hearing you say, Natasha, is Miss Kitty's saying, you don't have to wait for me to go on my own.
No.
When you know it's time, Tina, just have it done.
But if I wait for her to go on her own, she's okay with that too.
Exactly. And she doesn't mind if you have to leave the house and not watch her. She's okay with that too.
I won't leave her. I won't leave her.
Okay. I don't either. I don't either. Right. I respect that. I'll stay with her, and I
have told her that when she's ready to let me know. And I just, you know, I'm just kind of checking in to make sure she's still comfortable and
She's full of love, dear. She's full of love, and that she's appreciating you. And just know that you're going to be perfectly imperfect through this whole moment. So please don't hold judgment with yourself as you walk through these days. Okay.
All righty. God bless, Tina.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling. You. God bless. Bye bye. All righty. We are headed out to Bothell and Sue. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi. How's everybody?
Oh, we're pretty good. How about you?
I'm okay, thanks.
What can we do for you today?
So I'm calling about my cat, Zoe, brown tabby with kinky tail. And I've called before about her, about a hot spot, a UTI, peeing and pooping all over, and a limp.
Those and we talked to you last week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any improvement with Nels working on her and stuff?
There was a couple good days, but right the same day right after she peed in front of the door, she peed on my bed, and then about Wednesday and Thursday she had a couple good days, and then she peed up. She's still peeing and stuff.
Now how old is she? How old is Zoe?
She's almost 10.
10. Okay, so just middle age. Now, am I remembering this right, Sue? I think maybe I told you to call in today because weren't you telling us that this UTI, the urinary tract infection, has gone on for a long time and you'd be on antibiotics and she'd be okay and then you'd stop and then it would come back again and it was on and off?
Right. It's been about a month. I was looking up my notes and she's on her second antibiotic.
So what I wanted to know, Natasha, is that sometimes, you know, from my veterinary background, when you get a situation like this, an infection that you're just not going away, sometimes it can mean that we've got a resistant bacteria of some kind and the urine needs to be cultured to find out what antibiotic will work and so forth. Can you see, is there something like that going on? Do they need to do more diagnostics to make sure she's on the right antibiotic? Or do you see that she need to be on the medication for much longer? Is there something else we need to be doing? Or what do you get from all of this?
Okay, I'm kind of trying to get clear here. What I'm getting is there's a little bit of this that she's had these infections and now she's gotten, it's a kind of a combination between infections and almost learned behavior, that there's that fine line between, you know, the trigger of the discomfort of the infection and then going into where she's, you know, she's just kind of gotten into the habit of being, of just going where she needs to go. And so that's what I was double checking in, was to see like how much of both are is going on here. So does she need to go more on the antibiotics? I would say no. Does she need to find more of the bacteria? I'm getting a no with that. Okay. What I'm getting is that Martha, check in with this too. I'm getting that she needs something to help her mental.
Okay, that's what else I wanted to ask. Both you and Dr. Nels have sensed that she had some trauma in her past, and Dr. Nels thought it was like 5 years ago, and I was wondering
if there's some
messed up her energy, and I was wondering if you could sense what happened.
Okay. Let me go back into her past, into her life. She did not. There was a lot of loud noises and clanging. I'm getting if she lived in a auto repair shop type of feeling, that vibrational challenge, and so that she's. And I feel like there's something that's off in her mind. And that's
What about a holistic solution of flower essence from Jackson? Do you think something like that might be helpful for the mind? I'm just looking through to see if anything
I'm getting
out.
That she needs that it's something more.
Okay.
You know,
so what does she need then for her mind?
I really hate meds for animals.
Oh, hey, look at this. I'm on JacksonGalaxy.com, Sue. And there's a flower essence for cats called Mind and Memory. Does that resonate, Natasha?
Yeah, it has a little bit more intenseness. I'm getting that she needs something that's intense to help with the wiring of her brain, and that disharmony that has been.
What
created.
About a longer off-air session with Dr. Nels, where he has more time to work with her on that level?
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad, but there's something that is this is a fine line because I understand energy and it can work with the chemicals of the body. But there's something that a chemical, something would help if she could take it. It would help that reset in her mind. So I would try Nels, you know, that would be a way to do it. But I'm getting that there's something, as I see now, that there is something with the wiring of her brain that has been, there's something else that happened when she didn't come into this world with grace and ease either. So there's been that trauma coming forward. And so with that she's, and as her body is getting older, it's getting where the wiring of the brain is getting a little bit more frayed per se, for lack of a better word. And so Nels can help a lot. I'm wondering if she needs something a little bit more consistently to help, that's digested or something that can be helpful.
But you don't know what
way.
It is. And other than that, you know,
I don't really I know kind of what it is, but I don't really want to say it because it's part of something I struggle with myself.
Do you want,
it's through the
vet. Would you like Sue to contact you off the air so you can tell her about this?
Yeah, I would actually like it because I don't like to, you know, it's one of those things. But I would say though that she, that she is, you know, it's something that the vet carries too, that you can get to help with resetting the brain.
Okay.
And I feel like that it doesn't need to be long-term. It would be resetting the brain through, because she's had so much trauma with these infections also that,
all right. So should we have Sue call you after the show?
Yes, you can do that.
All right. Sue, you got something to write with? Do you have Natasha's number?
Yeah.
360-770-7486. So you can call or text her at that number, right, Natasha?
Yes.
Okay. So, Sue, let's have you be in touch with Natasha off the air so she can tell you whatever it is that she wants to tell you about that she doesn't want to do on the air. Okay? Sound good?
Okay.
All righty.
I have a quick question.
Yeah?
I bought a water fountain for my cats, and they're not using it. Should I try a different location, or can you sense why they're not using it?
A water fountain, Natasha, she got for her cats, and they're not using it. So she wanted to know if she should move it to another location or whatever.
Yeah, now, I would. There, do you have it next to their food?
No, but it's there's a lot of traffic.
Yeah, I would put it, and don't put it next to the bathroom either.
Okay. Sounds
now,
good.
I know when I, my cats were not raised with a fountain. I did get one, you know, to keep water moving. It took my cats a long time to really get. Now, that's they're fine with it now after years, but it did take a while. But
okay.
Natasha is agreeing with you that you need to move it.
Sounds
yeah.
good.
But apparently not in the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah.
So thank you, thanks. Sue. We'll hear from you
thank
again,
you.
I know. So
thank
keep
you.
Us posted. God bless.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Man, you know, I had a whole plan to talk, and we haven't gotten to anything hardly. So we're going to take care of advertisers. We're going to come back, and we're going to find out a little bit about Monica and all of that. And then we got to sneak in current events. But fortunately, there's only a couple of things I got to tell you about. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Bringing good vibes to the Puget Sound and the world. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, this is Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we don't have a lot of time left here, so before we get to chatting, we'll just do a quick current events, and I think we don't even need to do the music. Not much, the one thing I can remind you of is that coming up for Meow, their big fundraiser of the year, Fine Wines and Felines 2023 is June 17th at the Hub Ballroom UW campus. Go to meowcatrescue.org for more details and tickets and so forth. Then the big things, the first weekend of June, big deal. Remember, Thursday evening, June 1st, is Bark in the Park Day for the Everett Aqua Sox, and it's Animal World Bark in the Park because Nathan and his mom and dad and Abby Border Collie will be going along with me, and Robbie is so excited, even though he has no clue what Bark in the Park really is.
I think he wants to play in the outfield.
Yeah, he would love that. Anyway, of course, he would just love to run around the stadium, you know, run around the and get petted by everybody that's there.
I'm sure that is exactly what's going to happen.
Well, no, because he's my dog. He has to be on his best behavior. Well, we'll see how
but
that
goes. But they do have that big grass area where they probably have a section that's opened up, like maybe a mini dog park type
thing.
We'll
have to see that. And Stacy and Tanky are joining us. So it'd be me and Nathan and Stacy and our dogs and Nathan's family, and we'll all be at Bark at the Park on Thursday, June 3rd, Everett Aqua Sox, and that's up in Everett. Game starts at 7:05 in the evening, so you can all come along, but join us. We'll be in the yellow section, right? We hope to see you there. And then on Saturday, June 3rd, that's 2 days later, this is a big rescue event at the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. And I stopped doing charity events some time ago, but because they're my friends and I love them and they twisted my arm, I am going to be there for the whole event. And so it is Saturday, June 3rd at the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. It's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're calling it Canine Cruiser Adoption Event, and it's all benefiting the Skagit Valley Humane Society. And a free lunch from, I think, 11 to 2, hot dogs, chips, salsa, that sort of thing. And then, let's see, Russell is saying that the adoption event centers around two remaining shepherds, Captain and Hulk. Now, there's pictures of them on the flyer. They look like white shepherds. And they were among the 126 dogs rescued from the horrific hoarding situation last September in Concrete, Washington. These shepherds were among eight total who were living in a shipping container and had no exposure to the world. The Academy's been working with them since October 22 to rehabilitate them. So you can come, you can meet these dogs. They're looking for homes. You can adopt dogs and cats at this event. The Academy trainers will be there for free advice. I'm going to be there to meet you and then free advice. You can pick my brain for free and free lunch from 11 to 2. So the Academy of Canine Behavior, Saturday, June 3rd. Be there or be square. I expect to see you there. Okay. 11 to 3. Free lunch. That's the ticket. Free lunch, huh? Got to go. Okay. All right. So that's, we did current events. One more thing I'd like to get to, but before we do that, if we have time, we got to find out about Stacy. So Stacy, my goodness, it's been forever since
we've
seen you.
I've been gone.
Yeah. So when was your actual trip?
My actual trip was April 3rd. Through the 11th.
And as my understanding is, this was a pre-birthday present for you.
Right, yeah.
Your daughter.
Big birthday this year. And so usually we just go on a trip somewhere for my birthday. We've gone to different areas in the United States. And so mm-hmm. this is a big birthday I had. And so.
Do you want to share?
Okay. I turned 60 this year. Oh my gosh. It sounds awful.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
So
I was going to say 40.
Thank you. No. So about a year ago, they decided, where would I always want to go if we could go on a trip? And I said, well, I have a place, but I just don't want to plan anything. I planned their trips when they were little.
You didn't want to have to do anything.
I just would not go. And so I told them where I always wanted to go, to Monaco. And they go, let's go. And I said, well, you guys have to plan it. So they planned everything. We all paid our own way, but they planned the whole trip. Like, they figured out the airfare, they figured out where we were staying, what we would do, all the weird little things we do each day. And even when we got there, they figured out, because we'd take a train to the different towns, they would say, okay, we got to be up at 8:00, we can get coffee here, then we're going to get croissants and learn how to say it in French. And they said, well,
so they planned everything.
I just walked around and looked all around and just did it. I'd wake up, I go, well, what are we doing tomorrow? And they tell me and say, what time do we have to get up? And it was great. It was fabulous. So, yeah.
So I know you posted lots of pictures on Facebook and stuff, and we shared those. And I've talked about it a bit on the air and so forth. Right. But so where all did you go besides
Monaco? We flew from here to London, and then we stopped there just for a few hours, and then to Nice. So when we got to France, we stayed in Nice for a few days, like 3 days. And from Nice, we went to little towns in that area. So we could take a little train. We went to Cannes. We went to Antibes. We went to, Villafranca de Sur, which is like this little town along the Mediterranean, which is beautiful, and just kind of walked through the town. And then we left Nice after 3 days, went to Saint-Tropez. So somebody drove us there. And then we went wine tasting. We had this cute little French woman with her French hat pick us up, took us on her little car through the Côte de Provence, which has like, they're known for their rosé wines. And so, and the tourist season was just opening up. Like, that was like the first day of it.
So there
was nobody there still. So we had like the whole, wineries to ourselves.
Wow.
And the people were so nice to explain everything. It was great. So we did that and then stayed a date in Saint-Tropez. And then we went to Monaco and stayed in Monaco for 3 days and did the whole Monaco, the little towns, the restaurant. Yeah. Then took another train the next day to Menton, which is another town in France. And then actually went to a little town in Italy, Ventimiglia, I forget how to say it. Anyway, so kind of got to Italy while we were there too, but just a little stop there.
Right.
So it was quite the busy vacation, but it's great. I didn't have to do a darn thing. And they had...
And it said it was just wonderful,
just
start
wonderful.
To finish,
yeah.
Right?
And we all like the same things. We like sort of the same food, so like the restaurants and stuff. They would sort of pick out, and it was perfect. It was great.
All right. Yeah. So of all those places you went, do you have a favorite?
Do I have a favorite?
Well, I know, because you really always wanted to go to Monaco.
Yeah, I always wanted to go to
Monaco. So is that the best place? Was that the very suburb?
No, actually not. Okay. Actually, because there's parts of Monaco there's a casino there, so it was slightly Vegas-y, and I didn't really like that scene. But some of the port parts of Monaco are nice. And the city is, because it's up in the hill, very pretty. But really, this little town, Villafranca de Sur, I was amazed at that.
In France?
In France, yes. And that was...
Villafranca
de Sur.
De Sur.
So the village by the sea.
Wow.
That was beautiful there.
That's a lovely ring to
it. But Saint-Tropez was also very nice. I would say that was a highlight as well.
Cool.
And there's dogs everywhere. And they bring their dogs into the restaurants. I mean, not like tiny dogs. Huge dogs that are not even well behaved. They're like barking, but people let them in. They just go sit down.
Well,
it's really interesting.
The European culture generally is more advanced when it comes to our domestic animal friends than we are. And so they are considered more part of the family and included more in their families.
Oh, yeah.
And pretty much they're allowed. You go to restaurants and all of that kind of, and the dogs are allowed and all of that. They do not have a lot of the issues. All of the pet food issues we have in this country and all the lawsuits and the euthanized dogs and cats and the heart, all that, doesn't happen over there. Their regulations are much stronger than ours. And they take better care of their dogs. You know, they don't have the stray problem and the excess animal problem. And do you know, they don't spay and neuter their dogs like we do. And they still don't have a problem like we do. So they're much more animal aware and responsible.
And we started counting Frenchies when we landed. We saw 21 in the whole time we were there, which is quite a bit for only they're like 8 days.
So Frenchies are big in
there
France.
There are quite a few Frenchies in France. Yes.
All right. Well, that's amazing. Well, yeah, I'm so glad we got to hear all about it.
But the French Riviera. Anybody want to go on a trip? Go to the French Riviera.
And what is that port or
Villafranche de Sur?
Villafranche de Sur.
Yeah. But it's all
like
beautiful.
Fun.
It's all beautiful.
Wonderful.
Nice is beautiful as well.
Well, golly, that about wraps us up for what we can do today. Now, I've got great hummingbird stuff, and I have a phenomenal story that happened last Sunday afternoon when I got home that I really wanted to run. So anyway, it's going to have to go on hold. So Natasha, you help me remember that next month we got to rewind, because I got to run this hummingbird thing by you to see if my interpretation, if what happened really happened. Because, man, it was cool. I've never seen anything like it before. Anyway, so I can't wait to discuss that with you. But just so you know, next week, what is next week? So, it's the last Sunday of the month. That means Encore Sunday. So I get the day off and get to do church. And we will rerun our last healing show with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen. And know if you tune in and follow along with Linda's instructions, you can get a surrogate tripe healing yourself. So you definitely want to stay tuned or tune in for that. And then the first Sunday of June, of course, Shelter Rescue Sanctuary as usual. So as always, let's see. Stacy, thanks so much. So glad to see you in here. And Natasha, thank you for all your great information today. Nathan, thank you. Remember, bark in the park with the Aqua Sox Thursday evening, June 1st. We expect you to be there with your dog or be square. And Robbie Golden insists. All righty. So I guess that's it for now. And Nathan says it's time for you to get out of here. So, as always, I'll leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.